Let's talk cards. Zach Blackerby, Jamie Crossan here with Let's Talk Cards, presented by Auburn.cards. Follow Auburn Cards on Instagram and YouTube today. Helps us out a ton. Jamie, happy Super Bowl Friday to you. Hopefully my Patriots and all of my Drake May cards shoot up in value Sunday night.
I mean, what's your feel, Zach? I mean, I know I need you to take off your New England blinders and give me a real take here. Okay.
I can't do it. Drake May to the moon. I think they're going to shock the world. All the folks holding on to JSN, you know, we'll see what happens. No, I mean, I understand why Seattle's favorite to win. Certainly. It's just, it seems like whenever something's all unanimous, like, oh, there's no shot. It's just in sports, it typically doesn't go that way. So we'll see. Yeah. We'll see what happens Sunday night.
Hey man, I'm pulling for your Patriots. I'd like to see, and for all of in the card world, for all of us holding on to some Drake May right now, I'd like to see that reward us with a nice Super Bowl win. I mean, what on that note, I really think that if he were to win the Super Bowl, you and I were talking earlier, that probably propels him into some Mahomes chatter. Right? Like some of his early stuff.
Man, it'd be the closest thing to Mahomes. We wouldn't be there yet, obviously, but he would be the closest that we've seen since Mahomes. And like we had, you know, there's been waves of hype, whether it's like Trevor Lawrence or I mean, maybe Justin Herbert got a lot early on, but no, it'd be the closest. I mean, you're thinking about like quarterbacks that have won it lately that weren't Mahomes. And it's like, okay. The hobby didn't really react when Jalen Hurts won it.
Right.
He had a bump for a week or two, and then it kind of, you know, went back down. So, yeah, I think Drake would be kind of the next closest thing, and we'll see what they do next year.
You would hate that, wouldn't you? Would that be so tough on you?
It'd be tough because I want to PC the guy. We did a conversation months ago that we put up here, Jamie, and I'm like, I can't wait to buy Drake May in the offseason. I'm like, nope, no, that's not happening. No, that's not happening. Not for the PC anyway.
It's going to be a lot of fun because you and I are playing some games today, man. And We are playing some games today, buddy.
What are we doing?
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a couple of cards. Couple times your boy Drake May does show up, and we are asking the question, what sold higher? So the idea is I'll throw a couple of cards out and you tell me based on your span of knowledge, your knowledge of the market, and your gut feeling, which card you think sold higher.
Okay, let's go. I'm ready.
All right, you ready to do this now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go. All right. So what sold higher? A 1986 Fleer Michael Jordan rookie card, PSA 3. PSA 3, for those of you who don't know, is very good. 1986 card. Again, 1986 Fleer Michael Jordan rookie card, PSA 3. Or a Drake May PSA 10 Downtown 2024 Panini Donruss. What sold?
So just Donruss, not Optic.
Not Optic. A Donruss Panini Downtown PSA 10. Or a Michael Jordan PSA 3 rookie.
What's the date on this? Is it this week?
Okay, so the date sold for the Jordan was January 19th, 2026.
Okay.
So about, you know, a little less than not even a month ago. And the Drake May was February 5th. So yesterday.
Got it.
What
well,
sold
I mean,
for
it's,
more?
It's probably going to be the all time high sale for the Drake May. You and I were talking about this card and like what a damaged one sold for
right.
not that long ago and then what it sold for on whatnot.
Correct.
I'm going to go with the MJ rookie because I think even like low grades of the MJ rookie is like 4,000 or 5,000, I think. And I just can't see a Drake May, the non-optic downtown, getting that high. So I'll go MJ.
You would be wrong. So the Michael Jordan PSA 3 on January 19th sold for $3,800.
Okay.
Yesterday, the Drake May Donruss PSA 10 sold for $3,850. So by 50 bucks, the Drake May downtown.
Which would you rather have?
Oh, absolutely the Jordan. Hands.
I mean, not even I love Drake May and I love the New England Patriots, but I would much rather have the MJ.
100%. 100%. So you're 0 for 1, buddy. And I think that you'd be in a lot of good company because that blew my mind a little bit. Like, yeah. if I have $3,800, I'm going to go buy a Jordan rookie if I can get it. All right. You ready for number next?
Are people buying these Drake Mays right now just to flip if they win? Is that what this is?
I don't know what it is, but it's insane. It's insane.
Because if it's to collect for the future, even if he wins, I think you'll be able to get it lower in like 2 months.
100%, man. Yeah. Or for that matter, you wait a year. And what's he going to do? I mean, like, let him – I mean, knock on wood. We don't want to wish injury on anyone, but let's say, you know, injuries happen in the league. So
yeah, like I've got a Patrick Mahomes optic downtown sitting in the case right here. And I'm like, I'm not putting that out anytime this offseason. Like, there's no reason to. His stuff's as low as it has been in years.
Michael Penix, I'm gobbling up right now, man. I mean, Michael Penix, they think he died. I mean, I think like he's going for nothing. I'm doing a sale right now on one of my Facebook groups, Reasonable Sports Cards. And my sale ends tonight. I've got a Penix Purple Scope rookie. That card hasn't moved. I've got a $5 start on it. And that card, during the season, the heart of the season, was going for $20, $25. I can't even get $5 for it right now on the last day of the sale.
Wild.
Right.
Okay. All right. What's the next one?
Okay. So, Zach, what sold for more? Was it a 2003 Topps LeBron James rookie card, the one with him in the white suit holding up the Cavs?
Got it.
Jersey, PSA 10. You're really familiar with that card. So that card, or a Donruss downtown, not optic, a Donruss downtown Jackson Dart PSA 10.
The fact that it's going to be probably closed or you wouldn't have worded it this way is absurd.
Right. Right.
I know the card you're talking about. I don't know enough about LeBron's rookie market to be super confident. So just based on the trend we just saw, I'll go with the Jackson Dart downtown, but I'm not confident with this.
Okay. Buddy, you're 0 for 2 on that.
Are they close though?
They are pretty close. So a PSA 10 on February 5th of LeBron James 2003 rookie card, PSA 10 sold for $2,562. That was yesterday. The Jackson Dart sold for yesterday at $2,277.
The fact that it's close is just absurd.
It's so stupid.
It's just absurd to me.
What is happening? Oh, my gosh. So I saved the best for last. All right.
Okay. All right.
All right. We're gonna hone in on Drake May. We're going to kind of run this back just a little bit.
Drake May. Okay.
Drake, maybe. Drake May. All right. Here we go. What sold for more?
Yes.
A 2024 Panini Prism Gold Drake May rookie out of 10. First on the print, 1 of 10, PSA 9. Or a Michael Jordan 1986 Fleer rookie, PSA Mint 9.
Those are both massive cards, obviously.
What sold for more? Right now, you're 0 for 2. I'm not going to put any pressure on you, but you are 0 for 2, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go MJ.
Okay. Final answer?
Yeah.
You are 0 for 3.
What's the price difference? What'd they sell for?
On January 31st, a 1986 Fleer Michael Jordan rookie PSA 9 sold for $30,500. On December 7th of 2025, a Panini Prism Gold Drake May rookie, first of the print, 1 out of 10, PSA 9 sold for $35,400. A $5,000 difference between that and a PSA 9 Michael Jordan rookie.
That's insane. It makes no sense. Once again, I love Drake May. That's absurd.
$35,400 or $500.
Drake, what do you May. Think? What do you think? If he wins on Sunday, what would that card sell for?
I mean, 60? That raises. Does it? Does it? I mean, does it?
I can't tell if the prices are baked in or not. I can't wait to see it. I hope we get to see it.
Yeah, me too. Just to marvel at it. I have to think. Look. If May,
his stuff's gonna plummet if they lose. By the way, Jamie, I think JSN and Sam Darnold would. I don't think. Mm-hmm. I think if the Pats were to lose, I still think Drake is gonna be probably like what we saw of Jaden Daniels last year.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. But I mean, let's think about this, Zach. If they win the Super Bowl, if the Patriots win the Super Bowl, and you're really depressed and you're having a hard time over it.
Yeah.
And Drake is named. Let's say he throws for 3 touchdowns over 350 yards. He's MVP. Yards.
Got it.
He's MVP. I think that card and all Drake May cards reach another level. As hard as that is to imagine, because his market right now doesn't make sense. But I think that if he wins the MVP of the Super Bowl and leads the team to the Super Bowl victory.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of it from the, like, you know, the high stakes, long-term hold perspective. And if this is truly the closest thing we could see to Mahomes, and you look at, like, there's more cards out now and more variations and all of that than when Mahomes was a rookie. But, like, when you're thinking, okay, if you had this version of Drake May, like, if you had this version of a Patrick Mahomes rookie, and you're thinking about, like, 10, 20X, the value. And so if that's the approach, I don't think it's a good approach, but I think if that's the approach, I'm like, okay, I get it. But I mean, this guy, like, one, he's got to win Sunday. Two, he's got to win another one. Three, he's got to win another one. Right. And that's just,
yeah.
And look, New England's in a great spot, and this is totally not objective at all, but somewhat by, like, I still, like, some of these are facts. Like, New England, one of the most, like, the youngest core in the NFL.
Right. Right.
And entering the offseason with, you know, the one of the best cap situations in the league. And so are they in a situation where they can give Drake another weapon, not a 30-plus-year-old Stephon Diggs, but, like, have somebody else kind of couple that? They have the cap space to do it. They got to pay Gonzalez, which I think they will. But they're in a spot to be good for a minute. So
do you think – okay, so I think when I look at the Pats – the line is an issue I think that they could upgrade for sure. Like, is that where, as a fan and someone who follows the team closely, is that where you pour the money?
Maybe. I mean, I don't think the line is bad. I think the left side of the line is just, you know, 21 and 22 years old.
Yeah.
And they've invested in it with early draft picks. But, yeah, I mean, can you have too many tackles, and their right tackle's older? So they certainly could do that. But the thing that people are looking at is Will Campbell. And I think Will Campbell is fine. He's just, you know, 21 years old.
All right. No, it's a good thought. But, yeah. Yeah, it's
crazy.
It's, you were 0 for 3, man.
That's 0 tough.
For 3.
It's tough.
Yeah.
As far as shows this weekend, I'm going to Collecticon for the first time. I'm excited to see what that looks like. Just going for a few hours and then driving back home, but going to the one in Atlanta. Heard great things. A lot of big vendors looking like they're going to be there, and they're kind of posting some of their stuff on socials. So seems to like traditionally lean more towards TCG, but I am seeing people post some like big sports cards that they're bringing too. So excited to see what exactly that looks like next week.
Or how many?
Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. How many tables? How many vendors? I haven't heard of. I haven't heard of this show before you mentioned it. So
Collecticon.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the name, but I haven't. Like, I don't know the details. I'm not sure how big it is.
It says 900 plus tables.
Wow, so it's massive. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
So you're only going for a couple of hours? I'm guessing you're not set up?
No, just driving over early in the morning. Then I got to come back home and cover a basketball game. So.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Got a little game tomorrow.
Yep. Little Auburn, Alabama action.
Yeah. I've heard of those guys. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't, those two teams don't like each other very much.
Yeah. The fan bases aren't super friendly either. I've heard. Well, while you're in, I guess that's in Atlanta.
Collecticon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So while you're in Atlanta, making deals and making steals, I'll be in the lovely metropolis of Scottsboro.
Nice.
Which is a fun show for me because early on in my card ventures, that's the place that I was at when I was bought out for the first time.
Got it.
So I mean that show has it's free, so the money's right, and so that show has a fond place in my heart. A lot of good memories there. I think, as a matter of fact, that you may have been on the phone with Elijah. Or close to him when I was texting him, trying to get some advice from you guys because I had my whole stash ready to be bought. And you guys.
Oh, yeah. We were both like, you need to take that deal.
Yeah. Probably the best decision I made in the hobby was taking
that. It'd be like a way to reload. And now you could pivot to stuff that made a little bit. I mean, because when we're all starting out, like, it's not the most efficient decisions being made. And really,
you use that, and
you just kind of like use that opportunity and like changed everything you were doing. It's been awesome.
Totally, man. I mean, I made every mistake that you can make. We talked about this quite a bit. Yeah. It all started on eBay late one night in 2023, laying in bed late thinking, man, it'd be nice to go back in time and buy a bunch of Jordan cards and LeBron James. And, oh, my gosh. Victor Wembanyama is a rookie this year. Let me buy. Sure, I'll pay $70 for this shield bidding against the owner of this card right now and get this prism base with a crease. Victor Wembanyama, that's a great deal.
The Wemby rookie run was crazy.
Yeah, I was right in the midst of it, man. I was caught up in that thinking that I was.
You had a lot of Caitlin Clark stuff too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was, you know what was crazy? I thought after I convinced my wife, my wife and I are very frugal people, right? Like, and I would have said before this, I've said this before, but I would have said before that I didn't have any addictions, but I found that I'm addicted to deals. I'm addicted to negotiation. And I have a firm belief in myself that I can make a profit off of anything. And that's just a Molotov cocktail of disaster. For most people,
got it.
Especially when you think you know things that you actually don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so I invested thousands of dollars into base Wimbys essentially, and then was like, hey, the draft's coming up. And I did correctly identify the top two draft picks, Alex Saar and Zach Risacher, and loaded up on their rookie cards, thinking at draft night I was going to make thousands.
What, their Bowman stuff?
Yeah. And graded it with SGC. I got good grades. At least I got good grades.
I miss when you could send stuff to SGC. Now it's just a waste of money. I love
it. Yeah. SGC looks good. But yeah, man, I had accumulated a ton and then I was expanding and then I was getting on Whatnot. And then, it was just spiraling. Dude, I don't know if you know this, but my card spending habit got so bad that I started like door dashing and Ubering.
Addicting. It's addicting.
Yeah.
I had to leave Whatnot for a little bit. So I totally get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it. Yeah. The I mean, it's just a learning curve as far as like figuring out how to do things effectively. And, you know, there are some parts of the hobby that are just more cost effective than others. And like, I love ripping, but it just doesn't really make sense to rip. The way the products are right now, it doesn't really make sense to.
You're totally right. It's a losing gamble.
Or if you are, in most situations, there are exceptions to this, but it's like, I wish I would have just rather bought a hobby box and a spot in the break. So yeah, at least you get something, you know?
Right, right. But I don't know if you'll be proud of me or not, but yesterday, I mean, it's been a long week at work this week. You and I were chatting about that, you two.
Boy, has it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just needed to have a little fun. And so I stopped by a local card shop and picked up a Donruss Optic football, new mega box, and ripped it.
What do those run you?
$80?
$90.
Okay. Yeah. With tax, $95. And, but I had fun, man. I mean, that's how you, like we talked about this. That's how you have to approach it. If you're looking at it as just fun, then you're okay.
Right.
But I did hit a Cam Ward. It was the color, like the blue hyper prism or the blue hyper rookie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So I got that.
You sold it yet?
Not yet.
Does it look good? Send me pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, I will.
You know,
I'll shoot you pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
No, you're totally right, though. Like when we were in Dallas for a few weeks ago, and I kind of plan on doing this tomorrow. Like I went around and bought, you know, all these singles for, you know, just TCG stuff to send off to get graded and some PC stuff. And it's like, man, bought a big old stack for like $250. And it's like, that's what a booster box costs. And like, there's no way you would get that, you know?
Yeah.
Now you might get the chase or the hit depending on the set. You know, maybe it's the $500 card, but still, like, and even, I mean, even getting like, you know, just Charizards and stuff, like,
right.
I don't know. You're not gonna be able to beat that. So,
right.
Want to share with you another PC pickup for the week. This is my 8th Ramondre Stevenson 1/1.
Nice, man. It's a 1/1.
Yeah. Yep. Concourse Select 1/1.
Oh, how are you finding these?
I think it's the, well, enough people know that I'm the Mondre guy, so they just send them to me.
I mean, should I be letting people know I'm the LeBron guy? I mean, nobody's
a lot of LeBron guys is the difference.
I feel like there are. I feel like
there's a lot of, there's like three, and we've all interacted with each other, and we all know where a lot of the 1/1s are. And it's like most of them are between three people.
Right. Yeah. So, that's amazing, man. Well, congratulations on
the 1/1. You see my picture of the finite and the finite auto next to each other? You see that?
Yes.
It's a pretty cool moment.
I mean, so is that on display now? Do you have that in your office or in your house?
I will. I'm actually about to rearrange my office/studio, and yeah, they will be present for sure.
Are you gonna display it on the wall, or are you going to put it on your desk?
I'll probably put them in these. Like, there's some empty spots, but yeah. I'll move some of that around. But yeah, they will be on display for sure. So I was trying to explain to my wife, like, not many people. Like, there's not many people that have the finite and the finite auto of the player they collect. I was trying to explain to her, like, how hard that is to do. But
yeah, I mean, you should tell the story about how you got onto Ramondre Stevenson. How did you become the Ramondre guy?
I mean, he was like the only player that was on our team that was good for a while. I think that's kind of it.
That's it. Simple as that.
No symbolic thing. I was like, yeah, I like this guy. And then I got a lot of his cards. Then, like, he became a free agent. I'm like, oh no. And then we re-signed him. I'm like, okay, good.
So would you have rid yourself of the collection, or would you still follow him?
I probably would have kept the thing going. Yeah. I probably would have just kept his Patriot stuff, though. I don't think I would have, like, gotten stuff for his new team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, I'm selling a Ramondre right now, a Spectra out of 25. I don't know if it's a, I don't think it's a rookie, but it's a nice card. But I've got it on auction running right now. It ends tonight at 10. So
is it an auto?
Not
just,
an auto.
Just out of 25?
Just out of 25.
Gotcha.
Nothing high rolling on that one.
Gotcha. Yeah, I listed a lot of his low-end stuff just in case he scores a touchdown in the Super Bowl, you know?
Smart. Like,
you know, just kind of like not numbered, but like colored optic rookies.
Yep.
So they're all on eBay for like $250 each or something. If he scores a touchdown, they should all sell. So we'll see what happens.
They totally
he's got
the
third best odds to score a touchdown. So we'll see.
Now, have you bet on this?
No.
Okay. Yeah, no. I didn't know. I didn't know if you were a betting guy. If you,
I am a betting guy, but not on my teams.
Okay.
Don't bet on the Pats. Don't bet on Auburn.
Oh, don't ever bet on Auburn.
Yeah. To act like you can predict anything that's happening with Auburn sports is like you're crazy.
No, I mean, there's no way I would bet on Auburn for sure. Right. Speaking of Auburn, I did. You shared a couple of your pickups. I picked up one Chase that I've had for a minute. Derek Call, Auburn alum, is in the Super Bowl playing for the Seahawks. He is a rotational player, defensive end, but plays significant minutes for those guys. Does well for them.
Yeah.
Got a on-card rookie auto of him and his Seahawks. So added that to the Auburn collection. So
what product is that out of?
That was the Contenders. Yeah, the rookie ticket.
Got it. Cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. Was pumped to pick that up though.
That's awesome. Yeah. Just stay on the Auburn thing. I found some Carlton Davis stuff I forgot I had too. It's all Bucks uni, but cool stuff too. So
still
all right. How can people hit you up? How can people check out everything you've got going on, your auctions and all that stuff?
Yeah, man. Find me on Facebook. It's my name right there, Jamie Crossan. I will add any friends unless you're like super sketchy. And then you can follow me on Instagram at JATD147.
Yep. Yep. Hit up Jamie. If you got any LeBrons, he'll buy them. And once again, hit us up at auburn.cards on Instagram and on YouTube. This has been Let's Talk Cards.